This has been the job of a lifetime, but it is not a job for a lifetime.
People said that I had some good ideas, but that I couldn't win.
My entire career has prepared me for this moment.
So what do you think of us now?
Being mayor is not an entry-level job.
I have to explain to my daughter what it means when adults lie.
This is a person who is complaining now about the tenor of the campaign, but who in the first debate called me a liar and has repeatedly said that you know, I'm a cockroach.
Whichever one wins, I'm expecting a lot. We need so much in the black communities because there's lack of everything.
Don't mean nothing to me if they ain't gonna do nothing. We need some changes in the neighborhood.
I'm excited that the next mayor will be, one, a woman, two, a black woman, and potentially a lesbian black woman. So I think that's great for the city. I think that's great for representation.
The question is, what are you gonna do? Can you live up to the hype? Can you live up to the expectations?
This is live coverage of Chicago's runoff elections 2019 here on WBEZ. Polls are closing, and whatever the result, this is what we know. Today, history was made in Chicago. For the first time, the city has elected a female African-American mayor. I'm Odette Youssef. It's been a long road these 6 weeks as candidates Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle have competed for the office on City Hall's fifth floor. Of course, that's not the only office that was on ballots today. Nearly a third of city council seats were in the air, and the office of city treasurer. We'll be bringing you the latest updates and numbers from all over the city tonight. Joining me in studio is NPR's Cheryl Corley and WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey,
we're back.
All right, you're back.
6 weeks later.
6 weeks later. So,
The return.
Dan and Cheryl, the last time we were together, Lori Lightfoot pulled in just under 18% of the vote, and Tony Preckwinkle pulled in about 16%. So altogether, only about one-third of the votes that were cast. What's the work that they've each had to do these last 6 weeks? Dan, I'll start with you.
Well, they've taken a look at where the other 66, 67% had gone.
To black churches and other areas of the city.
I do want to get into that a little later, but first I want to sort of take a step back and find out, to get those other 66% of votes, basically, how has each of them sort of framed their own candidacy during this runoff? Cheryl, how have they each been marketing themselves to voters that didn't go for them?
Well, you know, I think that Lori Lightfoot has said that, you know, I'm the agent. I'm the one for you, you know, something like that.
What's been, so you've mentioned that for Lori Lightfoot, the challenge has been to introduce herself to many voters, right? What's been the biggest challenge for Tony Preckwinkle during this runoff?
Dan, I think when there's an anti-incumbent mood and there's an anti-establishment mood and a throw the bums out sort of.
She wasn't able to come out as one of the front runners in this race.
So I want to talk a little bit about what the tone has been like during these last 6 weeks. You know, when there were 14 candidates, we really didn't get into the substance of many of the issues. It was really just about, okay, how are these candidates just different from each other? So now we've been focusing on two candidates for 6 weeks. I want to play some tape that we gathered just to give a sense of what the tone has been these last 6 weeks between these two candidates.
What do you regret most in your professional life?
Well, there she goes again. You've made a hallmark of your campaign since February 26 to denigrate me, to challenge me, to portray me as something other than I am. I have to explain to my daughter what it means when adults lie. I have to explain to my daughter what it means when adults are bullies. And I have to explain to my daughter what it means when an adult says something that's not true just to try to score political points.
This is a person who is complaining now about the tenor of the campaign, but who in the first debate called me a liar and has repeatedly said that you know, I'm a cockroach.
All right. So it was pretty negative, I would say. I mean, how did this play out in each of your views?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were hoping for better.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of times they are a little bit prickly about these situations. So I think it was just a taste of things to come for whoever is the next mayor. That's how
right.
it goes.
The polls have just closed and we're waiting for the results. As they come in, we're going to get those numbers to you. And now we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.